Faces, Heels, and Tweeners. Sunday night's main event proudly brings to you the East Coast podcasting champions of the world, Brad the Dad and Greg Father Feltham, your Smack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for Sunday night's main event. As Miss Big Voice said, I am Brad the Dad, and riding shotgun with me is not my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham. Miss you, Greg. He is off being the best dad because it is March break here in Atlanta, Canada, or at least like part of Atlanta, Canada. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. So we have March break here in lovely Nova Scotia, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, some of our neighboring provinces don't have March break this week. They have it next week. They kind of stagger them, or at least they used to, so that tourism can happen. But one of the things that happens during March break is a lot of competitive sports here in Atlantic Canada. So we have hockey, we have lacrosse, we will have basketball tournaments, we'll have cheerleading, and you name it, we probably have a tournament for it going on this week. Hotels are booked up, and Greg is off being dad, doing the sport dad thing, and I am here holding down your SmackDown review for Sunday night's main event. So I did do some dad stuff this week as well. I took most of the week off. I have programming on Monday and Thursday evenings, which is with adults, not with young people. So they don't care that it's March break. Well, they don't. They were very nice about me being off for the rest of the week. But, you know, they have stuff. So we kept our programming, our classes, our events going. And I took the rest of the week off. And we did some meals out. My daughter did her tour of her post-secondary institution this week, and we also had the ultimate fun of going for a couple of different places we've wanted to try for meals, saw a movie, and last night drove an hour and about 5 minutes outside of the city down to just past Kentville, and we were down in the Valley area, New Minas, and we basically went to a kitchen Kaylee, which was a lot of fun. Friends of ours, they run a dance school, and it's like traditional Celtic dancing. She has a cool Irish name. He actually is Irish. And we saw Irish step dancing, and we did some dancing. My game plan for this was to sit and listen and hang out. Unfortunately, it's a Friday in Lent, so there is no drinking, although the good people at the Lions Club were running the bar. There was soda bread. There was homemade Irish stew. It was a fabulous evening. I didn't eat the Irish stew, obviously. Also, Friday in Lent. Catholics don't eat meat during Fridays in Lent. Got to try just a wee bit of the soda bread. It was a little 4 or 5 kinds of soda bread, see who had the best. And yeah, step dancing. And they somehow got me up to dance, which is hilarious because I can't dance. I am the whitest white boy that ever white boyed and cannot dance. Not because I'm not just because I'm white. I mean, I am white and I cannot dance. I am the rhythmless wonder. But also when they explain dance steps and it's like left, right, left, right, left, I'm dyslexic. So to think about left and right is very challenging for me. So it was just a disaster. And because I knew the lady who was teaching the group dances, she'd be like, oh, we need 2 more people. Brad, Trez, come on down. And it's like, no, no, I don't want to. Please don't make me. So I've come up with a foolproof plan. There was a bunch of young people there. Some of them are in my youth group and they like board games. So I'm literally staring at my giant stack of board games going, I'm going to give a couple of these to them. And then I'm going to have to play board games with them instead. This gets me out of the responsibility of dancing. I am being the cool dad who hangs out and plays board games and entertains the children, where really it's just an excuse for me not to have to dance. Sound like a plan, guys? I hope you enjoy my theory. Comment below if your favorite board game. I'm a big fan of Settlers of Catan. I have Sushi Go Party, which if you haven't tried is an excellent game. I have Carcassonne with about 6 expansions. I'm looking over at a couple of versions of Ticket to Ride. Attack on Meeple City, which I have the original version where it's called Rampage before they got sued by the video game company. Survive Escape from Atlantis is another great game. And King of Tokyo, which is another favorite of mine. So yeah, these are great games. I love board games. I probably have too many, and again, I'm going to give away a few. So, with all that being said, and that is my adventure for this week, as we have come to be a tradition to talk a little bit about the week, I am going to do your SmackDown review solo. So, couple of things. Because it's a solo SmackDown, I am going to take a page out of my Raw Rush days, and we're going to go right to the fast version of this. So,
this is your SmackDown synopsis.
I'm going to expedite the review of SmackDown with our SmackDown synopsis. And unlike a normal SmackDown synopsis, this one really needs to go fast. Must be WrestleMania season, because we have to start every show with a recap. I have seen, thanks to the Twitter, the X, that this is a 19-minute promo by The Rock. So what I'm going to do today is describe whether we're going to keep it or cut it. If I'm cutting it, I'm just telling you what happened very briefly. But this one, I'm going to get some detail because we're keeping this. Yeah. The Rock is cutting a promo against Cody. First of all, he doesn't make fun of Memphis because this is where he got his start. He goes over the fact that they are going to be with Pete, who is a local musician, and Max Warren, who's in a band, which I don't know the name of, but he is going to have all of those guys there, and he is going to have them sing along. He does a song about making fun of Cody crying. He makes fun of the fact that he used to wear a fanny pack himself, makes fun of Stardust, talks about Dusty's condom breaking, and makes fun of the fact that Seth Rollins' wife is more over than him. This whole thing was great. Go back and watch this. It also gives us recap number two. I don't know if you saw Raw, but Cody cried. And then The Rock continues to make fun of him and cuts this really scathing promo on his mom and how he's going to do something awful, and ends it with, "What can I say except you're welcome?" Boy, The Rock's great. Go back and watch this. It's on X. It's on all the WWE socials. Just, it's everywhere. Go back, watch The Rock concert. It's a keeper. The thing that's not going to be a keeper is the LWO versus Legado del Fantasma. The wrestling in this match is good, but it really doesn't matter. I don't think either of these teams are going to make it through to the next round. So that's why I cut it. It's just not that important. So now we're on to the LA Knight promo, and you have to know that I'm going to keep this. Yeah. The reason I'm keeping this is the LA Knight cuts a very good promo. He wants his match with AJ Styles at WrestleMania, and AJ attacks him from behind, smacks him with a chair, sits on his throat with the chair open, and says, "You're on." Perfect. But you know what wasn't perfect? Another recap. There's a lot of recaps on this show, and this one was the prime stuff. Logan Paul gets in Nick Aldis' face, and he does this amazing little promo. And Nick Aldis has a response for him, which we'll hear about later. This was a keeper. Yeah, I'm not putting the sound effect in. Grayson Waller versus Randy Orton. And this match, you probably can guess what I'm going to do. Yeah! I'm not cutting Randy Orton matches. I'm sorry. There's not that many of them left. Some of the great athleticism here. You have a flatliner from Grayson Waller, who's wrestling Austin Theory in this match, and flatliners Orton onto the table after distractions by both Logan Paul, who's on commentary, and Austin Theory, who is at ringside. This leads to the commercial, and back from commercial, we have more Theory getting involved, but he gets a DDT for his trouble. And when Waller tries to capitalize, he springboards into the thing, doing that somersault thing that he does where he rolls, and he gets hit by an RKO. And after the match, what we get is the setup for a triple threat at WrestleMania, because Kevin Owens saves Randy Orton from the beatdown, and Nick Aldis comes out and makes it official. Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens for the title. This was all great. Another not great thing was the recap number four. Not sure why we're getting more of these. Dakota basically runs her mouth and says that they're going to get a match. I kept that in there just because it rolled right into recap number five. I really enjoy Dragon Lee and Santos. This is a great match, so I have to keep it.
Yeah!
Mostly because not only is the match good, not only do we get the right winner with Santos coming out as the victor in this match, we then have the LWO come down and try and save poor Dragon Lee. Dragon Lee then runs into the issue of being beat down anyways. Rey comes out. We're going to get a match between Santos and Rey next week, which means they're not going to wrestle at WrestleMania in a one-on-one match likely, or it's going to be a hair versus mask match because we have too many one-on-one matches right now without titles. Jay versus Jimmy, which is a personal feud. We have AJ versus LA Knight getting the popular guys on the show. But unless this match has a stip, why not make it LWO versus Legado del Fantasma for the future of Lucha Libre or something? I don't know. There's got to be something they can do to spice this up. Anyways, they have a match. It's going to be great. Our last tag team match is in the same bracket as the other tag team match earlier where Legado went forward. And it's what should be British Strong Style, the New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate versus Pretty Deadly, Elton John and Kit Wilson. Well, I love me some British wrestling, which means this match is in.
Yeah!
Lots of great joint manipulation, some amazing high-flying moves from all members of these team. Pretty Deadly is going to be their worst enemy because they're very funny and they're bump machines. I'm not sure they're going to get a title run as a tag team, which is too bad because they're amazing. Double Burning Hammer by the New Catch Republic for the win. They're advancing in the tournament. I would say these guys are going to be in that ladder match at WrestleMania. Okay, you ready? When Greg gets back, we have Santos Escobar versus Rey Mysterio. We have the other bracket in the tag team tournament where the Street Profits will wrestle the Authors of Pain and the OC will wrestle Waller and Austin Theory, 8 Town Down Under, plus Cody and Roman face to face as we build the WrestleMania. And now it's time for our main event, Bayley versus Dakota Kai, who is accompanied by Damage Control, which means that this match is going to end in a schmoz. So that means I have to trying a new sound effect with the "you sucks." Not because the wrestlers in this match suck, but because this ending sucks. It was a waste of time. And yes, I get it. We're getting women on the face side of the locker room coming out to help her. But we don't need this, guys. We didn't need a 5-minute match for this. This match didn't even need to happen. They could have simply just had the match be declared and have them beat up poor Bayley. They don't need this as filler. The only newsworthy part of this segment is that Naomi came down and tried to help Bayley, but there wasn't enough of them. So until all the faces in the locker room stand up to Damage Control, they can't do it. But they don't want to help Bayley because Bayley was on that team. So unless Bayley's going to go around the locker room and apologize, why should they help her? So it doesn't make sense, which is why I cut it. It has nothing to do with the wrestling. It has everything to do with stupid. So that's pretty much it for SmackDown this week. We are going to have we're having a really short show as I look at the time for this. Thank you for listening. There'll be all kinds of stuff coming up here on the network. You've already heard the Raw review with our Raw dogs, Eric B. and Randy C. You've probably already listened to Steve Swift ramble, whether he's talking about Portland or NXT. You've probably already been invited over to the cookout with All Elite Geekly talking about Dynamite. The Grants will have you covered on Collision. They had it last week. They'll have it again this week. You get a ton of shows here on the network. Patreon.com/SNNMeRadio. For about $1 a week, you get all those shows, plus The Law, plus Sunday Night's Main Event, plus a ton of other content. We have you covered from pillar to post, from coast to coast. We are the most. Live audio wrestling is back here on the network. Sunday Night's Main Event on Sunday. And you don't know what else we may drop during the week. So keep it locked in here to the Patreon feed, patreon.com/SNMEradio, and support your friends Thank you for being my friend, listening to me this morning. Hopefully you enjoyed the sound effects. Hopefully the You Suck turned out all right. I tried something new this week, and I am really looking forward to having you back next week. Until next week, I'm the one.